Now, January is a busy time for the travel industry as many of us plan and book our summer holidays. Almost one in five people who took an overseas break last summer had issues with their trip, according to a new report published by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. Conor Pope, consumer correspondent with the Irish Times, can tell us more. Conor, what sort of problems were people encountering?
Well, I suppose the big issues that people were encountering last year had to do with flight delays and flight cancellations. And that's hardly to be, it's entirely expected, given the scale of complexity of air travel and the fact that their aviation is subject to problems with weather and with air traffic control disputes and all the rest. But a number of other issues became fairly prominent over the course of the year, according to the CCPC research. One of the problems that consumers were highlighting were scam websites. So people would book holidays with tour operators or with rental accommodation operators that looked entirely legitimate. They pay the money, and then when they got to the destination, the accommodation didn't exist. So that was one issue that consumers were highlighting. Another issue was poor quality hotels. So hotels that kind of dressed themselves up to look absolutely amazing, and then when people got to the destinations, they found out they were pretty shabby. One person who contacted the CCPC said that the website appeared to suggest that the hotel that they booked was on the beach, and when they got there, they realised there was a 4-hour round trip to get to the beach.
Ah, stop it.
So like, you know, that, you can imagine somebody would be particularly concerned about that. Obviously, lost luggage is another big thing. And again, when you think of the complexity of air travel and you think of the fact that millions of people are crisscrossing the planet every single day and hundreds of millions of bags are crisscrossing the planet, in fact, it's a wonder that a lot more bags don't go missing. But they were the other issues that people were contacted the CCP in connection with. Around 2,700 people contacted the CCP in total, and around 16% of people said they had an issue with it, with a holiday or with an overseas trip last summer.
And looking at the figures, it seems that young people are more likely to encounter problems. Do we know why that is?
Well, it might be that they have less money.
Mm.
So, the younger cohort, the people aged between 18 and maybe the mid-30s, might be booking less luxurious, and I use the word luxurious advisedly, but they might be booking kind of cheaper holiday options. And obviously, you get what you pay for when it comes to overseas trips. A lot of people might have, they might have booked trips to like fairly cheap hotels, and they might have been disappointed by the quality of them. But I think that is probably to be expected. But that's not to say that the older cohort were immune from the difficulties, because older people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, a lot of people were experiencing issues with travel.
Conor, thank you very much. Conor Pope, there, consumer correspondent with the Irish Times.